Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Another episode of Mr. B. Yeah, this is another episode. It's been a while. I've been ripping and running. I don't know, you know. You just visualize a guy in a wheelchair ripping and running. Well, that's me. I'm just ripping and running. And I just got... You know, I feel like I accomplished quite a deal, quite some deal. I accomplished some stuff. You know, through the ripping and running. I took care of some things. You know, I got my documents from LegalZoom. Finally, okay. And you know, I hate to give LegalZoom no props, but I got to do it like that. I got to let it be known that LegalZoom is okay. It's okay. You know, there's a reason why they still in existence today. You know, they do a job. You know, they really do. And I appreciate what they did for me. Even though it took a while, I'm like, man, scratching my head. I'm like, man, where this paperwork at? But it finally came to me, you know, like Federal Express. Yeah. You know, knocked on my door. I said, whoa. You know, I received the document. Big old envelope. I said, yeah. And everything was on point. You know, the decoration, the business license, you know, the EIN certificate. You know, it's the real deal. Yes, indeed. I appreciate that. And, you know, right now I'm working with IRS, I'm on their site. I'm working with the 501c3. And it's a lot of questions. Ooh, it's a lot of questions. You gotta take time out. I'm like, yo, I have to save it and take a time out. But there's a lot that need to be filled in. But we accomplished a lot. We really do. We really did. You know, we got the professional email, professional phone number. Got the website up and running. You understand me? They even got a podcast. About one or two people listening to me every now and then. But I appreciate you. I appreciate you guys, man. But yes, indeed. You know, my podcast is basically, you know, I'm not here to, you know, chit chat about nothing. When I say nothing, I'm just, you know, chit chat. This and that. More or less, I'm chit-chat about all hands up. And that's what I'm all about, you know, right now. You know, I'm breathing it. I'm sleeping it. You know, I'm walking it. I'm doing it all, man. So, at the moment, I'm working on some more stuff. But everything seems like it's just working out. I should be able to submit the IRS document this weekend for sure. I just got to get some clarity. I got to talk to some people. I got to make sure I'm answering the right question. You know, sometimes, there's some trick questions involved. Yeah, more or less everything you do in life, you know, it's a trick. It seems like it's so easy to answer, but it's a trick. I got to make sure these people are not tricking me. I'm like, yo. So I got to make sure. So I got to get some clarity on that. And once I do that, it's good to go. It's good to go. I submit it in, pay my fee, and just let it fly. Just let it fly. You know, got the business address. Oh, man, I don't got that. It's a virtual business address. But they got a lot to offer. You know, it collects the mail. It forwards the mail to me. It's also a conference room we can use if we need it. You know, get going in. You know, I can set up my employment. Like, looking for a certain employees, you know, put the want sign up, man. Yo, I'm looking for you. It's a wanted sign. I need employers. I set it up. We'll be at that location, and then we'll go from there. So it's everything is working out, you know, and I'm feeling it more and more, you know. So it's a good feeling. It really is. I mean, a lot of people might be listening to me saying, well, what is this guy talking about? Well, I'm talking about a nonprofit organization designed to cater to the mental health community. You know, and we are targeting the youth of tomorrow, the youth of today. You know, because tomorrow they will be adults on and off and running. They're going to be doing anything and a little bit of everything. So, you know, our thing is we want to make sure the mind is on point. And it don't take much for the mind to get sidewired. You know, you know, go headwired. You know, you go to the left. You don't even know how you got to the left. You just went to the left. So it's important to talk to some of the kids. I know I'm not going to be able to talk to all the kids because all the kids are going to play. It's not even a play. It's just they already told themselves they don't need no help. They're okay. And I know how they feel because I was a young kid myself. I felt the same way. I know I kind of felt like, you know, I know I needed help, but I didn't want to get help because I didn't want to be looked upon as someone that needed help. So, again, you know, we're dealing with life in general when it comes to worrying about what the next person is thinking about. And that's an issue that we all have. We worry about what the next person is thinking about. If they're thinking about us good, we, you know, we feel like we all right. When they're thinking about us bad, we get all apprehensive, you know, get all caught up, we get shook. We want to defend our so-called, you know, dignity, you know, that coming right. As a human being, I want, you can't talk about me, you can't do that, you can't do that. And I'm here to tell you, you could just, you could, you know, you could turn blue, you could turn red, you turn orange. People are going to talk about you until the end of time. They're not going to stop. No matter what you do, people are going to talk. That's what people do. People got a mouthpiece, they're going to talk. And for us, we got to learn to not to allow them, the people, whatever they dictate as far as whatever they sin, we should allow it to apprehend us and our actions. If we could control that, we more or less we in control of a good strong portion of our lives, really. Because I'm telling you, you know, it don't take much to get sidewinded. Don't take much. You know, you look at the media, you look at the news, there's always something going on. Somebody did this, somebody did that. I'm saying, man, whoa, call Rick here. You know what I'm saying? Somebody slashed somebody over there. Somebody did this at the subway. Somebody did that in the bus stop, inside the bus. You know, it's so much going on out here in society. You know, so. And it's all based on someone decided to do something. And did they think about it all the way through? Maybe they didn't. Spur of the moment. They're angry about something, but they don't know how to direct their anger towards the right thing. The right thing to do when you're angry is to breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Stop what you're doing. You understand me? Hurting somebody else ain't gonna solve that problem, I'm telling you. It's a fact. But then for what's going on around in society, you know, people are angry, people are mad, people just can't think. And they feel the best thing they could do is bring harm to somebody else. That's what people thinking of, man. Truth be told, that's the last thing you need to be worried about. Bringing harm to somebody else. Because when the dust settled and you did what you did, you're going to regret what you did, I'm telling you. And it's going to be like, man, you're going to be like, you're going to lose time. You're going to lose years. You're going to lose more years on that bad action, that moment of action that took away 5 to 10 to 15, 20 years of your life. Because of what? You were so angry, you couldn't think straight. What we need to do when you get angry, take a time out. Take a step back. Breathe in and breathe out a couple of times. Get away from people. Some people, they angry too. You breathe in their anger, and then you come upon it with your anger, and then you super angry. You off the chain. Get away from them people. Huff and puff by yourself. Breathe in and breathe out. I'm telling you, it's not that deep. And that's the word of the day. It's not that deep. I'm telling you. You know, so, you know, I'm here on this episode, you know, I don't even know what episode it is. I done lost track, man. 10, 11, 12, I don't know. You know, I was gone for a week, 2 weeks, or something like that. They, you know, they were playing with me at the site, the podcast station. They wouldn't allow me to download nothing. I'm like, man, every day the same little thing that was on the screen over and over, same thing, over and over. You can't download right now. Come back later. I'm like, what? I can't do what? It won't let me download. And it's like I'm like, yo, am I saying something that's offending somebody? I'm not even talking about Donald J. Trump. I'm not offending nobody, man. I'm not doing nothing. Yeah, I'm not prejudiced. I'm not racist. I'm not a hater. I'm here to talk about mental illness in the mental health community, man. That's all I want to talk about. Mental illness is a problem that can occur with anybody when going undetested. We don't realize that we got a problem. And that's where there is a problem, because you try to realize, you try to tell yourself there's no problem. But really, there is a problem. Mental illness is serious, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. I didn't know it until it all went down. And when it went down, it was too late. I'm trying to say, before I leave the earth, I want to be able to give out this message. I want to talk to the people, the young people, and let them know, control your anger. Control yourself. Really. You know, breathe in and breathe out. Get away from them negative people. Get away from them. Don't breathe in their fumes, their air, their whatever. Don't get caught up with them, because it's gonna compound matters and make it worse. You understand? Get away from them. Breathe in and breathe out. Calm down, man. Relax. It ain't that deep. I'm telling you. You know, once you realize, once you tell yourself it's not that deep, you are gonna realize, man, it's not this serious. You know what I'm saying? It's really name. Word of mind, what? He didn't say that, but he might be. Let it go. Let it go, man. I'm telling you. So, you know, I just want to be able to talk to the mental health community about mental illness. It's serious. When we don't try to analyze and try to realize that we got a problem. See, the problem is not about medication. It's not about prescription drugs. It's not about, you know, talking to a psychiatrist and laying on a sofa and just, you know, looking at the ceiling and all. It's not about all that, man. It's not all about that. It's not, I don't do none of that. It's about me talking to you straight, dog, straight talk, eye to eye, face to face. You know, catch your feelings, man. Throw it to the side. You know, I talk rough. This is why it is, man. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing else. I don't know how to be all, you know, soft. I don't got sensitive feelings no more. Those sensitive feelings are gone. I don't got no more sensitive feelings. You understand me? I got skin like alligator. You know, my face is hard. You understand me? Yeah. So I'm telling you. And what I'm talking to you about, life lessons. These are very important skills you need to have and develop. Now, what I'm trying to tell you, you got to listen to me, because I'll be dropping it like it's hot. And sometimes I don't even know I'm dropping it like it's hot. It's so good. It comes out so fast. It just, boom, there you go. Catch it. You got it. Okay. Let's go. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, so I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to let this go for a minute. And I'll get back with y'all on another episode. Another time, another day. Peace out.